Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Rise Scotty's Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like The Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
3.3. We did not promote that this. We promoted it at the end of show. Yeah, end of show yesterday. Did not say it again today, and that's just an oversight on our part.
But it was good to make sure it would happen.
Yes, you. Absolutely.
It's going to happen.
And Fatboy, he's okay with saying his name here. Is that assumed? Wow.
He's got one of those simple names.
You introduce it then, because I don't know how to say it now that he wants to use his real name.
Okay.
Oh, do you want to do it with a fake name, and then we'll see if he says his? He might not say it.
I'm a dad who has a daughter who has a child, and I would not if I were him. I wouldn't. But, I mean,
you'd
maybe...
like somebody would see you out and say,
maybe,
hey.
Maybe I gaff more than him.
He might not gaff much.
He might just be 110% Dilla Gaff. I'm just slightly gaffing. Sir, as I will call you now, sir, good morning.
Good morning, and look, I don't mind telling you my name. I hope my daughter hears this because it might make the conversation easier. My name's Tom.
Okay. Bye. You know what? What you said there is true, because you and your daughter's relationship could be different than mine and everyone. So, awesome. Okay, I know what's going on here, but I don't know all the facts, so... To the benefit of not only me, but every freaking body else, tell everybody what you called about at the end of yesterday's show. And we're like, oh, we're out of time. Come on tomorrow. And you did.
Look, guys, I mean, thank you for taking my call. I got something I want to get off my chest. I want to hear from people outside objectively. But honestly, I can't even wrap my head around this.
Okay.
What? Be good.
As the great R-Truth would say, what's up?
So my daughter, she's 26 and she's pregnant. She's doing, a little less than a month. And guys, she's having this baby on her own. There's no man in the picture. And the other day, she set me down and asked me if I would film the birth for her.
Okay, so that went further because Fatboy just and for not only you, air quote Tom. Now, if that's really your name, cool. And for
that's really my name.
I believe you. But for everyone, listen. When we have calls like this, Fatboy is the person that you'll usually talk with, and I tell Fatboy purposefully, don't tell me everything.
And I hate that too because it's lazy.
No, it's not lazy. It allows me to be authentic and not run it through a real filter and think like with my gut and how I really feel about stuff. I assumed she just wanted you to be in the room to like help her like Lamaze or whatever Schlemiel, whatever it's called, or to hold her hand, film it, like in the
film
delivery
it.
Room.
Yes, front row seat to everything. I guess she wants me to be the one holding the camera.
I wish you'd see Paige right now where she just like threw her head back in disgust.
I don't know the relationship you two have with each other, you and your daughter, but that's, I don't know any dad and daughter that are that close.
Exactly. Like, I'm her dad, you know? And I love her. I'd do anything for her, but this
it's a lot.
It feels too, I've not seen that part of her since I changed her diapers. Like, that feels too much.
It's gonna look different.
You just made me think about that, dude. That's weird. You are a sinner by proxy. You made me think about comparing the before and after.
Well, and I'm an accessory after the fact, I guess. But I can't, she's a beautiful young woman that I love more than anything, but I don't want to hold that camera.
So, okay, I got several questions, and Tom, as I really believe is your real name, if you listen to this show, you know that I sometimes regret it, but I stick my foot in my mouth and I ask things. So I have several questions in a row, and you can answer them as you would prefer.
Rapid fire.
So selfie stick, not a possibility, some kind of tripod thing, or also, and here's the big one.
What's your question?
Well, you're laughing good, because you're not going to like this next one. Where's her mom? That was the chair.
No, it's not.
That was the chair.
It's never the effing chair.
He's flattered.
I will smile if I really fart, but if it's the chair, it's embarrassing.
Stop making excuses.
Okay, so it was the chair. And I apologize, Tom, for them thinking I farted just then.
I think you did.
Tom,
say it like
you're trying to dodge the fact that where mom is, aren't you?
Guys, her mom's not really in the picture right now. And honestly, that's all I'll say about that. That's all I'll say about her mom. She's not around.
Look, I'm not trying to...
She ain't dead, man. That's the way you said it. I get it. That's cool.
I'm really not trying to make a joke. I'm trying to kind of gauge your relationship. Like, do you two, you and your daughter, kiss on the lips?
God, man.
Tom Brady kisses his dad on the lips.
I know.
No,
is that appropriate?
That's sick. That is sick. No, we don't. But she did keep saying, Dad, you're the only one I trust. And, like, I mean that I get that, right? It's sweet. But I'm just thinking, do you really want your father to see everything that's about to happen?
Now I am having to filter myself just because I have to think about, like, because my daughter, I'm a grandpa twice over now, some damn how crazy. But, would I like if it, I would still say like I have to filter myself because I have to remember like my daughter, she's here and they're living and all this stuff.
It's hard to not see it in any other context.
Shush. I know. Does your daughter not have any like close female friends or anything? Childbirth, this is a beautiful thing. Like I've said this before, for my daughter, I have one child. This was before cell phone videos. I mean, it was not a big ass camcorder, but like it's about yay big, about the size of
handheld.
Yeah, like a Whopper box, about the size of that. And I'm sitting, that's weird, I chose Whoppers. I am someone, as you know, that is really grossed out by stuff. Like, cuts and
you're the worst responder.
Stuff, the worst responder. But yet, when I'm filming my own child being born, it was the most beautiful thing in the world.
Of course.
And I even touched her little hand when she had, like, the placenta or whatever it's called. Is it placenta?
Tom, you got to do that. Get
placenta.
Ready.
Placenta. It's not placenta.
I mean,
rosacea then?
How about get a tripod and time it, and then you can just click it when the baby's about to crown, and you can be on the other side.
Alexa, start filming her cooter. You can't do that.
I told her, I don't even want to be in the room, guys. I told her I wasn't in the room when she was born. And I was like, honey, I'll be waiting right outside the door. I'll be the first face that baby sees when they come out, but I can't be in there, and I can't be in there with the camera.
Well, I mean, did she understand any kind of reasoning to it, like that explanation?
She was disappointed, and I understand that, but, like, she's kind of got it, I guess. I wanted to call and say, am I crazy for thinking that's too much?
I don't think you're crazy. I wonder now, though, like, why she would choose you, and no offense, but, like, does she think about you when she's constipated? It's a way to help her push. I'm now wondering.
Yeah, but maybe she wants a support system if nobody else is there and you're the only one.
You should have had more kids is what we're saying. Nah. You know what? Good on you.
I'm glad
You've got a good laugh about you now. It's genuine, I can tell, unlike your name being Tom. But
I don't know any dads who would agree to do it.
My name is Tom. I hope she's listening.
And I think if you can't handle it.
T-O-M.
All right, I believe you.
And if you're going to faint or feel uncomfortable, then just don't do it. Because that's just going to make things worse if daddy's on the ground and he can't handle things.
Yeah, you're supposed to be in the lobby passing out bubblegum cigars and stuff.
No, real cigar. Actually, I should be at the bar across the street drinking, waiting for it to happen. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. I don't know we helped you.
I needed to say it to somebody. I just needed to get it out there.
You just made every father of daughters think about their daughters in an awkward way, though. It's just a natural thing. I literally did. I was like, come on now.
Hopefully she'll hear
it. Yeah, no, I didn't mean it that way. I just needed to say it out loud to somebody else.
Oh, I got you. Hey,
thank you.
Good for you for staying in her life and you know, you got
Dad of the year.
Well, I mean, that's an awesome thing. Well, you didn't let anything push her away or yourself away. So that's awesome.
She is the absolute most important thing in the world to me.
See, I know that feeling, my friend. All right, you have a good morning, Thom.
All right, let's get a copy of that, man.
All right, Tony. See if he answers.
Be good, guys.
Oh, he answered to Tony. I knew it. All right, Travis.
No alias.
All right.
Look at
spell
that
it.
That was interesting.
Matt, my name is Tom, and I spell it with an H.
You're a Thom.
You're a Thom. You're like that old shoe store.
You don't count.
Thom McCall's or Thom McCain's, whatever it was called.
What if she's like, we're not having this kid until my dad is dead on straight
shot.
Get
my daddy in here. I need him now.
That kind of sounded hot when she said it. But she didn't say daddy.
Sounded like
she
a
said
young
daddy.
Edith Bunker the way she said that.
See, she wouldn't say daddy. She'd say dad.
Yeah, you cannot say daddy at that point.
That's ruined.
No, that's ruined.
Still always going to be her daddy.
No.
Poor women have messed that word up, Paige. They really have. Because you can't.
It's ruined.
Poor women and Sean Combs really have messed up daddy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Daddy.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
How do they say that now? What is the prom season equivalent of HOKO?
I think you that know, might be it.
HOKO?
I think it's just prom
season.
Oh, it's
just called prom season.
Yeah, we're in the middle of it, too.
Right smack dab in it. The kid, her son, asked two girls to go. Somehow, maybe some accidental thing that's going to probably sound like a sitcom. I asked the wrong one. I asked the wrong Jennifer, but the other Jennifer found the note. So I'm going to take them both now.
Coming up at 8 o'clock. Took the wrong chick to prom.
Mom's got an issue with it, or there's something she needs some advice about with it. So let's go now to Anonymous Mom. Good morning, Anonymous Mom.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. First off, I listen to you guys every single day. If I'm working, if I'm home, just really appreciate you taking my call. And I'm going to try not to fangirl too hard, but I feel like you guys are always like so authentic in what you feel. And for the most part, just give, really good advice.
You know, 50% of the time I would say that's so we will either help you or make it a hell of a lot worse. It's kind of a flip of the coin, but hopefully now when it comes to, you know, things that are not frivolous like this involving a kid or whatever, we will, you know, we all have children, so we will take that into heart. But tell us about your kid, your son, right?
Yeah, my son, he's a junior. And this is just like a really exciting time for him. He's such a good kid. He's got such a big heart. And
like enlarged he, or?
No, okay. No, he's an athlete though. He's an athlete, but luckily he, you know, he's been all checked. He's great. He's just kind and empathetic and he has just so much going for him. He's into peer leadership. You know, like aside from just being like a three season athlete. So he asked this girl to prom who he's been really good friends with since middle school. Mm-hmm. They're always in a group chat. They're really just genuine good friends and she didn't have a date. So he felt bad for her.
Right.
She's always been picked on for her weight. And I thought, wow, what a gentleman. Yeah. But then he tells me he wants to bring another girl too, another one who doesn't have a date, and she's also a big girl.
So he's doing like a 2-for-1 charity date type thing.
Fat boy, it's not a charity thing.
I mean, kind of.
Right. I mean, it's.
I mean, if they're all in on it, why not? You know, if they all, if it's just for fun and nobody has any romantic notions on either one, there won't be any drama.
Yeah. What's, I mean, 2-for-1 charity date. My God, fabulous.
Don't it seem like it, though? He's a good kid.
Yeah.
What's
I mean, the girls are fine with it, too.
Yeah.
He just wants them to have a nice time.
That's
He's a good kid. He's got a heart like his grandmother.
Well, is grandma into plus-size women?
See, this is what I love about you guys. But
Maggie,
she did
what we do.
But she did raise him to be kind, and that's all this is, I think.
We are awesome.
Yeah.
But what's the problem, though? Like, you think your son is just too nice, and he's gonna like go through life being too nice and not ever having his own thing or whatever?
Well, the problem is, I don't know if I'm being a bad mom for even thinking this, but all right, I'm going to be honest. My son's a really good looking kid. He's got a great smile. He's funny. Like, as I said, he's so good at sports, and girls usually chase him. Like, there's always a different girl who's, you know, into him. And when I see him going to prom with two girls who, let's just say, aren't exactly what most high schoolers would call attractive, you know.
You're saying they're twos and your son's like a solid nine.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put it that way, but that's about right. It's not about looks. I mean, okay, it is kind of about looks. I just don't want him to look back one day and think, why did I spend prom night playing social worker?
Damn. Yeah. I mean, do you think, is this just you, or do you think, like, people are going to make fun of him at the prom, because he's...
You know they will. They make fun of kids for everything.
Yep.
I mean, kids are brutal. They're going to make fun of you for everything. So he's going to walk in with two big girls, and everyone's going to start whispering, or worse, posting about it. He's going to be a meme. And then what? He could take a girl who turns heads, and instead he is going to get laughed at.
So, okay. Mm. And I see your point, because I've said, like, with She's names, right. You have to, like, you have to think, okay, is this name, whether it's a family name or whatever, a kid's going to spin this in? Like, think about this. And true story. I mean, when is the last time you heard of a kid being named Richard? It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. It does not happen anymore. So your big concern is what? Like, his reputation, or he's not like cashing in on his cute looks and his hotness?
Well, yeah, look, prom
she said
pictures,
he was attractive.
Yeah.
Prom pictures are going to live forever. And when his buddies show off photos with their stunning girlfriends, what's he going to have? Two girls that people feel sorry for? It's just not a good look.
But do you think in 10 years, like, any of that matters? I went to prom my senior year with a girl who started, we were just friends, seriously, just friends. And then 2 weeks after I asked her, she started dating a guy. So we went as friends, but after, you know, like 2 or 3 dates, boom, she was with him. So it's not going to matter.
That's easy for you to say. You're not the one who has to listen to the whispers at church or the look on people's faces when they ask, like, wait, those were his dates? Because I do like to show him off.
I mean, she's not wrong. People are going to talk, but, you know, I think they're also going to say and think, like, you know, your son's a good dude.
Hold on. Paige, what'd you want to say?
I can't remember if my mom kept my prom pictures up forever. I don't think she did. I think it kind of went away after the first.
Oh, mom, you don't want to read these text messages. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'd be glad to read them to you.
Maybe in defense for your son, the girl that he really wanted to go is going go with him.
That's what a lot of people are saying.
Like, so he's just trying to go and have a good time.
If he's chased all the time, as you said, why did he end up not having a date? That's what these people are saying on the text
line.
Right,
listen, you know what I'd say? If these two girls were both cheerleaders with pretty faces and in good shape, I'd be thrilled. I'd be the first one. I would be buying corsages. I'd be taking 500 pictures, but they're not. They're just not. They're sweet, but they're big. And unfortunately, people... people judge. And don't act like, you know what I mean? Don't act like I'm, you know, lying.
But are you judging or are you literally worried about what everyone else is going to think?
Both. And that's what makes me a terrible, you know, that's what makes me a terrible person. But I just don't want him wasting what could have been a magical night on something people are either going to pity or laugh at.
You should chaperone and micromanage it and really ruin
it. Don't tell her chaperone. Nobody want to chaperone.
All right, be honest. If your son brought home a girl like that to date, you know, like long term, would you be cool with it?
I'd smile. I'd pretend, but I'd die a little inside.
Yeah. Mom, I mean,
what if you had? What if one of your children started to become overweight? Would you stop loving them?
No, but we'd fix it.
I mean, you heard her. I mean, she wants her son to, you know, like use his looks to his advantage and not waste his prom night making fat girls feel better about themselves. I mean, that's what it sounds
like. He's probably just going for a good time with his friends.
I mean, it is what it is.
He's got a big heart.
You have a big
heart. I love that about him. I'm proud, but I just don't want him to wake up one day and think, why did I waste my prom night being the nice guy?
But he's not.
Well, it's
I don't think any guy is looking to win prom king. For the queen, I mean, I don't know, the girls still give a crap. But, like, in the movies, it's always like some, you know, like they always join together and elect, like, a nerd or, you know, somebody who's not the homecoming cheerleader or whatever kind of thing. He's just trying to make, like, two girls feel included. And to me, that's not any kind of weakness. That's kind of rare these days.
Maybe he's a chubby chaser. You know, he's got a kink for chubby chicks.
Maybe he's just a good guy. And it's probably better than your kids going out having sex for the first time on prom night, which they do sometimes.
Please.
Well, look, what if these two girls... Now, seriously, and I am thinking this is like a Hallmark movie now, but what if, like, these two girls go out and have, like, the best night ever, and it's all because of your kid? Like, what if 10 years from now, they still remember that moment where your little son, cute little boy, made them feel like they were the damn prom queens? Or, like, God, worse yet, like, what if one of them did win and the other one, like, gets pissed and beats her ass? Seriously, though.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I feel like it's a good thing that you shouldn't take a dump on, essentially. He's a good kid. That's rare.
All right. You're right.
For real, don't you think? I know you want to protect your kid. It's that same thing I do with, like, rhyming words that with names and thinking, like, try to look from a bully's kind of perspective.
Maybe I hadn't thought of all that. Maybe I had been looking at this all wrong.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, what would you do if you had an anonymous mom or an anonymous dad? Who goes first? Ladies first, right?
Yeah, you'd have to, right?
Anonymous mom. Congratulations. You're caller number one on the All Advice Show. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Oh, sorry, this... 1 second. I got to pull up my screen here to see.
Make sure this is not anonymous dad identifying as anonymous mom.
Well, I mean, I don't know that we can ask that. And okay, so Fatboy put here on the screen that this is wild. Okay. I love the nondescript ones like that. So, yes, good morning.
Anonymous. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you're welcome. God,
I'm
now
going through it this morning, so
yeah,
I really appreciate you taking me first.
Yeah, you're welcome. So what you got? You got mama drama? Like you're identifying as a mom, so this has got to involve children's
baby mama.
Mama drama?
Yeah.
Baby mama mom.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So my son, who's 12, came home this past Friday from a field trip with a hickey on his neck.
Oh. You say 12 years old, not 12th grade. 12 years old.
12 years old, yes.
Sure it wasn't a suction cup from a claw machine?
Oh, God.
No, I asked him.
Where'd they go, Dave and Buster's?
I wish. No, so, you know, I asked him, you know, what's on your neck, right? And he goes, oh, it's a mosquito bite. Yeah, sure, yeah, buddy, like, I know what a hickey looks like. I'm not a 90-year-old, like.
They just say, there ain't no skeeter bite if it comes up in the shape of regret, right? So then, like, all right, I thought that was funny. Kiss my ass. What happened after that?
So, you know, of course, I press him more because I literally can't stop thinking about it, and eventually, you know, hours later, he finally says, okay, Mom, you know, yeah, it's a hickey.
Oh, good grief. The fact that he would even know what that is.
So, wait. So, okay. Your son, 12 years old, this is a weird question. I'm just trying to, you know, just get this out of the way. Like, does he have a girlfriend or anything? Like, I don't know if at that age... I don't know.
No,
he
definitely doesn't. He's like obsessed with Fortnite and Minecraft. Like his girlfriend, I imagine, is, you know, an NPC. Like there's no.
Oh my God, non-playable character page. Yep. It means he's pretend.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Like,
probably never leaves the house too, unless he wants to like pee outside or whatever.
Go get him some talkies from the QT or Sphinx, something like that.
Then
did you ask, look, I'm not parent of the year either, but I think there's a next logical question that you would ask, right?
Well, yeah. I said, who gave this to you, you know? Like, and he just goes, oh, it was a classmate, not a teacher. Like, what?
Dude, okay.
I wasn't even going there. I wasn't thinking that.
He cut you off before your brain could even imagine, like, this was an episode of Dateline. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Hey,
smart kid.
So now you're sitting there thinking, like, all right, because this is news to me. Like, I didn't know kids still give hickeys. I didn't know it was a thing. I don't look at little kids' necks no more, but, like, that's great grammar.
I thought those died off in, like, 2002. Like, did they even call them hickeys anymore? Like, what?
Right.
Are they a thing?
They're probably not called hickeys anymore.
I don't know what the younger generation calls them, but I mean, they still do them, right? Surely they do.
Like, they probably call my, oh, I gave my girl a DNA stamp, you know? Oh, that probably sounds real gross. But for real, though, like, last I heard, yeah, it was hickeys or fat. Well, you said tagged? Is that what you said?
Well, like, you know, yeah, some kind of, like, bruise. What do they call it? Just a bruise?
It's like they don't have a ring for her to wear or his pin, his high school pin. So now it's like they're a deer out in the wild and it's like a tag for them, which makes me really nervous for deer.
Well, back
you don't
in
want
my
to give
day,
a
like,
deer a hickey is what I'm saying, Mom.
Yeah, I mean, back in my day, though, like, only boys gave hickeys. Like, that was the whole thing. Like, you know, girls didn't do that kind of thing. I mean, that was my experience, you know, at least.
Right. Yeah. That's a fair memory.
It was going back and forth a lot, right?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and say this, because there's a reason why you're anonymous, other than you don't want to talk about your kid getting a hickey, and I get that. But, like, are you wondering? Oh, no, I shouldn't say it. Are we on the same wavelength on this, Fat Boy, before I put my foot in my mouth talking about this woman's 12-year-old son?
I mean, look, it's all in context.
Well, Mom, you said it. What did you say? You said back when you were younger, only who gave hickeys?
Guys.
Okay, so is that what that where we're getting to here?
I mean, look, you know, I honestly don't care either way. Like, if he is, he is. You know, love is love and all that. Like, I am just wondering because he is real cagey. And again, like, he's 12. So I just didn't think we were at this part of the parenting handbook yet. Like, I'm not ready for this.
You're in chapter 13 of the hormone. Hey, this is chapter 13, the hormone surprise.
Page 1, my socks stand on their own.
Yes, buy some more Febreze, Mom. And by the way, again, I don't know this, and if you don't want to answer it, fine. Dad, are you around? Last time we asked this, a woman cussed. So if you don't like him, just say, yeah, whatever.
No, I'm a single mom here, but, you know, my sisters try to help me out, but... You know, I really don't think he's going to talk to Aunt Shannon about hickeys, you know, because...
Right. Yeah, it's not an aunt. It's not an aunt conversation.
I know. And what do you do? Do you sit him down and say, I'm just concerned about what I see on your neck, and do we need to have a sex conversation?
Or, like, are you... Again, we're all friends here. I'm just trying to prognosticate. But it doesn't seem like you're not so much worried or thinking, especially now that you're assured it was not a teacher, you're not mad about who gave it, and you're not maybe even mad that it happened, but, like, it happened on a school trip, whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I mean, I just, like, was nobody chaperoning? Like, what were they, you know, what were they doing? Was anyone watching? Like necking at the Carl Sandburg home?
Like, oh my God. Dude, I went there. They still do it. Wow. I went there when I was in school on a field. Everybody's seen Carl Sandburg's home now.
I just don't know what was going on.
Right, right. They put the field in field trip. They took it a little too literally here, I think.
I guess they wandered off and found a spot where they could, mess around. You wouldn't think of anybody that age doing that.
Gift shop's closed, guys. Well, we're not here to buy anything. Listen, jokes aside, though.
Oh, my goodness.
It sounds like a growing up fast right there. I know it's quite shocking to you. He's curious. It sounds a little timid, maybe a little awkward, but... He probably didn't know this would be like a big old scandal when he got home. I mean, he was just trying to tell you it was a mosquito bite, but that's funny. I would have went a different route. I would have been like, Mom, the ghost of Carl Sandburg grabbed me by the throat and pinned me against the wall.
Was it my fault?
Because I said, I'd never heard of Carl Sandburg, but the only Sandburg I knew was Ryan, who played for the Cubs.
Cubbies!
I mean, that's it, right? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And I just, you know, I just think I just want, you know, to know how to, like, talk to him about it without making it weird or turning it into a full-on, you know, like, sex ed class. Like, he's still my baby. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's growing
up
fast.
My baby with a bruise on his neck, and I'm freaking out.
So, here's the move. I think you say, hey, buddy, or whatever you call him, dude, man, hey, dude. Partner. I'm not mad at you. I want to help you out so you don't do dumb stuff and get you embarrassed or in trouble, and just keep it light and let him know that he can talk to you about it. And then next time he goes on a school trip, you just give him a turtleneck and a damn GPS tracker.
And that's
and
not
be done with it.
Appropriate behavior to have on a field trip. And, you know, And you want to ask him, you don't want to ask him if it's his first kiss or anything like that.
Oh, if they already, I mean.
What about a shock collar?
Shock collar. Let's leave the shock collar out of this. Seriously, though. But, like, you could, like, zap it. Like, get off her, boy. Yeah. I'm watching you GoPro.
What you doing, Willis?
Yeah. Does this help at all? Okay, like, I think you talk to him about it.
It helps a little. I basically just needed to, you know, someone to tell me, like, I'm not crazy and that it doesn't mean, you know, he's spiraling out of control, you know.
No, I don't think it's crazy at all. You're just, like, you're trying to figure it out. And I'll be, like, real as rain with you right now. Like, if your kid's out there getting necked on at 12, you know, you got some charisma genes in the bloodline. Maybe it came from you.
Uh-oh.
I mean, maybe, but it works.
I keep flirting with all the female callers. I've noticed that here lately. All right, Mom, hang in there. You got it. Everything will be fine. And, you know, just look at it this way. It only gets weirder and harder from here.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. Yes, yeah, thank you, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good morning.
It definitely does.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
To your moms.
Now, if he comes home with glitter on his face next time, we're gonna need an update.
He's been at the Pink Pony Club.
Oh, my God.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.